Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about I'm not gay, my boyfriend is. Let's go. Yes, fellas, just because you're licking Z dick doesn't necessarily make you gay, right? Well, that's how it works now these days. You say one thing, but you do another, so whatever you feel, that's what you are, right? Okay. Yes, according to this person, Eli Ehrlich, I don't know what that this person licks. Eli, is it Elizabeth? Probably Elias, right? Who knows, right? But this person says, Happy Easter to all celebrate. If Jesus was born from a virgin birth and didn't have a biological father, it means he had an XX chromosomes and was trans man and canonically a socialist Palestine refugee. That's the real transubstantiation, whatever that is. Oh, jeez. So, yeah, according to this person, because Jesus didn't have a dad, that means he has XX chromosomes. Okay. You're going to check the Jesus' DNA. I know they do have his blood in that, was it that shroud thing? That veil? No? You can check that out, right? Yeah, everybody talks shit about Jesus, right? That Jesus is this, that, and the other. But then there's other religious persons. You have Buddha. You also have Muhammad. Yeah, you make fun of Muhammad, and guess what happens? You get suicide bombed, right? But no, Jesus is okay, right? Because he's a pacifist. You see? Don't be a pacifist, because then people think that this is acceptable and they can make fun of you, right? And they start playing with your stitches like you're Frankenstein's monster, right? But I digress. You see, because you're a normal person, they start attacking your value system because they want to destroy you. They say Jesus is bad, religion is bad, being in a straight relationship is bad. But no, their stuff is good and pure. You're just a degenerate, right? I think not. But what do I know? I'm just stupid, right? Oh, but you could be like this guy. He's quote-unquote straight, but he likes having sex with men. Right. That's a good way to think, right? It says, I'm a straight guy, and I have sex with guys once or twice a week. Penis good. Wrong, pal. I never told anyone about this, but I'm a straight guy. Yeah, right. Who has sex with other males weekly. Ooh, this guy found the life hack. You can't fuck women? Fuck men. You get that extra stringy thingy, right? Maybe it's like string cheese. This started a couple months ago when I was going through a dry spell. Ooh, fucking A. And I just wanted to have sex. You're just a pig sexual, aren't you, buddy? Don't do that, buddy, because once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck it. Just saying. I went on Tinder and changed my preferences to dudes. Ooh, pee-pee for my mouth. Yum, yum, yum. Matched some guys and found a dude that I felt comfortable meeting. Ooh, we had sex. Oh, I'm sure it was some nice, hot, smelly sex. It felt like I was losing my virginity all over again because it was all new to me. Oh, fucking A. I had no idea what I was doing. Well, you put the big hard member into your orifice and there you go. But I enjoyed it a lot. Sure, a big hard cock inside your smelly butthole? Who doesn't love that, right? This started a trend of me having sex with dudes. Oh, yes. When they were talking about dude whites, you were thinking about dudes' dongs, weren't you, buddy? Systems down. Yeah, down, down. This started a trend of me having sex with dudes. Damn it, man. So you like the dong now? Oh, are you top or bottom? The world may never know. Anywho, I don't think I find these guys attractive, right? But I just like having sex. Yeah, sex is fun and great. But you start doing it with other people. I don't know.
My dry spell with women is now at year, but I don't really feel that bad anymore because I'm having sex weekly.
But yes, what kind of sex are you having? Is it that enjoyable, having sex with a hairy dude? Ooh, I guess to you it is, but you do you, boo.
No one knows about this. I never bring guys back to my house.
You shouldn't, because if they know where you live, fucking A.
I haven't spoken word about this to anyone,
and you shouldn't, but you told everybody on Reddit. Smart job. Yeah, good move, guy. You fucked up. Because then you have people like me making fun of you. Enjoy. I know I do.
I just needed to tell someone, though.
Yes, he told the Ethernets. Oh, yes, now the whole world will know your folly and they know that you love dong. Do you desire the dong? Oh, yes. Get your ding-dongs here. You fucking freak. Wow, man, it looks like the quality of humanity is going downhill, right? Oh, shit, that's what we are, human cockroaches. Minus the human part, right? Yes, you're gonna be a degenerate? You're gonna be doing all kinds of disgusting things, like how this dude was doing. Smashing men, or men were smashing him. Who even knows? The line is starting to blur and it's starting to turn brown, right? Ugh. Yes, this guy did this because he's hypersexualized. Yes, that's what happens when you have too much sex in your brain. You need to fill it somehow. And you don't care what you eat, you get what you get. And this guy got poo-poo. He got the poo-poo platter. Don't do that. No. Yeah, it's just disgusting, the things that we have to do to find romance and love. Because we all do want to be loved, but not like this. No. No, not at all. Please, fellas, just concentrate on yourself and leveling up. Eventually, things do get better. But don't go into degeneracy because it's a disgusting, messed up path. And you don't want that. Please don't. Let's go to the land of milk and honey. Once we kick out some people with big noses, of course, right? Well, anyways, I better go because I got to go to work and do my thing. And you guys better kick ass because what else are you going to do, right? Well, goodbye.
Hey, yo, gays. Today we have a list of top 5 drinks. Número 5. Milk.
Boil milk explosion in 3, 2...
Número 4. Champagne. Número 3. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew!
Número 2. Soda. Honorable mention.
Hi, Herbert.
Número 1. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola espuma.
Ha 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 ha